And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 13th of August, 2025. August 13th is International Wolf Day. Since the earliest times, wolves have been the most maligned of creatures, and over the centuries, their reputation has only grown more unjust, even though wolves almost never attack humans. Hostility towards wolves began with the emergence of animal husbandry. As human populations grew, wolves lost their prey animals and turned to livestock. Hunters and farmers exterminated them, and they almost became extinct in Europe and the United States. Wolves help shape the very landscapes they roam. In Yellowstone National Park, the reintroduction of wolves in the 1990s created a ripple effect that restored balance to the ecosystem. Elk populations, once unchecked, stabilized, allowing vegetation to regrow, rivers to reestablish their paths, and biodiversity to flourish. This is wolf conservation in action. There are two main species of wolves, the red wolf and the gray wolf. Gray wolves are the most common, found across North America, Europe, and Asia, with up to 38 different subspecies. These include the white Arctic wolf, Mexican wolf, and Himalayan wolf. Unfortunately, there are fewer than 20 red wolves left in the wild, and approximately 270 in captive breeding facilities across the U.S. This species is critically endangered, with their tiny wild population concentrated in a peninsula of North Carolina. Wolves are incredibly social animals who live in tight-knit packs, usually made up of family members, with the average pack size between 2 and 8 wolves, and large packs having up to 30. A wolf pack isn't a gang of aggressive predators. It's a family that works together to raise pups, hunt, and protect one another. The outdated terms alpha wolf and beta wolf have been largely debunked by scientists, who've observed that wolf hierarchies resemble nurturing parental roles more than rigid dominance. The terms alpha and beta came from research done on captive wolves who were forced to be together instead of genetically related family members. Unless one wolf of a breeding pair dies, wolves typically mate for life. This couple will lead the pack of their young until they're ready to start their own packs, usually between 1 and 3 years. Usually, these two wolves will stay within 100 meters of each other, breeding once a year. Wolves howl to communicate with their pack, mark territory, and locate one another, not because of the moon. While their howls may sound haunting, they're more like long-distance phone calls across the wilderness. Each wolf has a unique howl, much like a human fingerprint. Wolves are remarkably adaptable and resilient, able to thrive in a wide range of environments across the globe, from the icy tundras of Asia to the inland wetlands of the Americas, and even the semi-arid deserts of North Africa, wolves have made themselves at home. Despite their importance to ecosystems, wolves in the United States face relentless threats. Trophy hunting, trapping, and lethal government management programs beholden to ranchers' interests still claim thousands of lives each year. And when wolves are removed from the endangered species list, states can legally sanction mass killings, even targeting pups and nursing mothers. This is why wolf conservation isn't optional, it's urgent. Wolves are powerful, sentient beings who deserve respect, not persecution. And here's a poem for today, A Night with a Wolf by Bayard Taylor. Little one, come to my knee. Hark how the rain is pouring over the roof in the pitch dark night, and the winds in the woods are roaring. Hush, my darling, and listen, then pay for the story with kisses. Father was lost in the pitch-black night in just such a storm as this is. High on the lonely mountain where the wild men watched and waited, wolves in the forest and bears in the bush, and I on my path, belated. The rain and the night together came down, and the wind came after, bending the props of the pine tree roof and snapping many a rafter. I crept along in the darkness, stunned and bruised and blinded, crept to a fir with thick-set boughs and a sheltering rock behind it. There from the blowing and raining, crouching, I sought to hide me. Something rustled, two green eyes shone, and a wolf lay down beside me. Little one, be not frightened. I and the wolf together, side by side through the long, long night, hid from the awful weather. His wet fur pressed against me. Each of us warmed the other. Each of us felt in the stormy dark that beast and man were brother. And when the falling forest no longer crashed in warning, each of us went from our hiding place, forth in the wild, wet morning. Darling, kiss me in payment. Hark, how the wind is roaring. Father's house is a better place when the stormy rain is pouring. A Night with a Wolf by Bayard Taylor. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that our ecosystems don't need cattle ranches. They need wolves.